You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Folks, welcome to Man Dog Pod, the improv and conversation podcast with me, Dan Lippert, my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Dan, and hey, audience. Nothing much is up, just here to party.
What's up the sky, as they say?
A classic fourth grade comeback.
And here to party, I like that.
Yeah,
more often.
I really feel like I'm going to party tonight on the pod.
I think so too.
Tonight, a rare night recording. So maybe that is the, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the freaks come out at night. So you might see some freakier characters.
Yeah. Imagine, I don't know what this Halloween song is, but I feel like there is a Halloween song that's like, yeah, da, 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 the freaks come out at night. If that doesn't exist, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. Great.
And number one freak, we at night at least, is our guest today. We're very excited to have him here, Aman Adumer. Hi, Aman.
Hey, what's up, gang? I am a freak, and I'm excited to come out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, thanks for freaking with us at night specifically. I meant to ask you this before we started, but how have your daytimes been? Do you have a regular Monday to Friday schedule during the day?
No, not a regular schedule. I have like certain days where I plan things just to like, you know, get out of bed and do stuff.
Yeah.
So recently I've just been planning like, okay, I gotta wake up at 8 a.m. and I gotta hit some calisthenics.
Nice.
I gotta get down on the floor and do some push-ups to justify my taking a shower. So that's what I've been doing recently.
How did you come to that? Was that like you were like, oh, my life is blending together and I'm not doing anything. I need to make an active choice here to like wake up early and do stuff? Or have you kind of always been that way?
Yeah, I think given enough time, I'll bore myself into being productive or getting into some kind of shape. Like I studied abroad. I don't mean to brag, but I studied abroad.
Oh my God, this guy's traveled.
Yeah. I studied abroad in
Do you want to
Espana.
Say where? Where was that? España.
Sure. España, yeah.
Now, is that Spain?
Yeah, Ryan hasn't studied abroad, so forgive his ignorance.
Yeah.
No, that's totally understandable. And I can explain that kind of stuff to you because I'm American as well. So yeah, it is Spain.
Okay, cool.
It's Spain.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and when I studied over there for like 4 months, I studied in the South. And in the South, it would be like the hottest point of the day would be from 11 a.m. to like 3 p.m. And that's when people would take their sort of siestas or naps.
Mm-hmm. And famous.
So famously. And so for that time, I was initially all for it. And probably for the first couple of weeks, I did take naps. But after that, I think the American part of me was just like, I have to do something. I'm losing my mind.
Right.
Like you felt like time is meant to be like productive stuff happens.
Totally. I felt like I'm too relaxed. There needs to be some sort of tension or stress.
That's a really funny movie. Like an American who goes to Spain and can't relax during siesta. Like, like he's just really frustrated every day for a few hours.
Yeah.
Until, you know, he meets the love of his life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who teaches him to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Once a Quattro would be the name of the movie.
That's good.
My video just got really funky. Is it funky for you guys?
Yeah, it was funky for a second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guess who's back?
You're back.
Yeah, something crazy happened. I don't know what it is, though. I hope it doesn't
happen. What did you do during siesta when everybody else was asleep and you had to like keep being productive?
So I started watching a ton of like South Korean revenge films, and I think I watched every single one of them. And up to like Old Boy. You guys seen Old Boy?
Yeah.
And so I think that motivated me of him just being in that room trapped and working out to try to like get ready for the time he can break out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I need to work out. And I found this George St. Pierre workout video online. And I started just following his workout videos.
Who is George St. Pierre?
He was like a former UFC, I think, middleweight champion. Mm-hmm. He's Canadian, very funny because of his accent and because he was like so polite and kind, but would try to talk shit, and just, it sounded so silly. So I watched him, and he just kind of worked out with these weights, and I would just work out with him. And I think that was just all I did to try to be productive. I didn't learn any Spanish.
I went to study in Spain and watch Korean revenge dramas the whole time. I love it. Hey man, you got to be you, you know?
That's true. And I found myself. That's all. That's the other part. I found myself.
That's beautiful.
Hey guys. I have a half idea. I'm trying to say it the right way. Okay, cool. What do you mean you can't read the menu? You studied in Spain for like 6 months. It's a pretty simple Spanish menu here.
Yeah, no, I know. I went to Spain for 6 months and I traveled and studied, but I just didn't really learn any Spanish. You know, I was focused on other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to judge you for it.
I know this says quesadilla. I don't know if that's a Spanish word, but I know it's a Mexican word and uh-huh. they speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And so I know that already.
I put a lot on you here. I apologize. If you don't know it, I can read a Spanish menu. I thought it would just be like a fun little way to impress the waiter here who speaks.
Yeah. Sorry to let you down.
Fluent Spanish.
Hola a todos. Y como se dice, welcome to Sancho's.
Okay, so he said, how do you say welcome? That's the one thing I do know how to say because I was always asking, how do you say?
Okay.
Sí, bueno.
Bueno.
Como se dice, you see anything on the menu that you like?
I don't know how to say that.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking here. I don't know if there's some sort of coincidence. Your Spanish is not great either, and both of you are jacked, like huge. Did you study abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gracias por como se dice, noticing my jacked physique. I did. Yes. I como se dice, studied abroad in España.
Gracias for noticing my physique as well. Gracias.
They nodded to both of you.
Como? What was that?
You don't know Denada? You studied abroad and you don't know Denada? It's
Denada. Denada. It's
like
nothing.
Of nothing. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
From nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Como se dice nothing?
Nada.
Nada. Okay.
Como se dice, I've forgotten the context of why you said that. What did you say that for?
You were saying gracias because I was noticing how your upper bodies are both extremely large, I guess. I'm just making the connection. I haven't seen Ryan since he studied abroad. I don't know when you did it, but you guys are huge.
Oh, well, hey, gracias. And como se dice, I don't know who Ryan is, but I appreciate you comparing me to this Ryan.
Yo soy Ryan.
Como?
I am Ryan. Como se dice, I am Ryan.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So is this a thing that happens studying abroad for a lot of Americans, or did you two just coincidentally not know any Spanish but come back huge?
I'll speak for myself. You have an idea of what it's going to be when you go over there, and you're like, I'm mm-hmm. fully going to get immersed, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you go to a new culture, and you're like, I don't know if I'm taking to all the parts of it. So I think I had to stick with some of my American stuff, and for me that was watching Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was just getting jacked watching his Pump and Iron.
Pumping Iron.
You too. You were also watching Pumping Iron.
Yeah. Pumping Iron, and Arnie was, he's been my inspiration since I, the first minute I landed in Madrid, Spain, I said, I'm going to watch this documentary that I've been holding off on. And
well, it was I'll on, tell you what. Was it on all the time when you were there?
Yeah.
It was just every, on all the time.
Every single channel. You can't escape it. You can't
really
escape it.
I didn't know that about Spanish culture. Can I ask
you? It started every day at like 11 a.m. I honestly think it was maybe what they used to go to sleep.
That's true. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That was Pumping Iron. Pumping Iron special.
During siesta, they play Pumping Iron on every channel in Spain to put everyone to sleep.
That's what it seems like.
Wow. Well, I've never studied abroad, and Ryan's kind of been making me feel a little uncultured for it, and I guess this is another thing that I just
and
feel.
And weak, it sounds like.
What's that?
Ooh.
And weak, it sounds like.
You're definitely making me feel small next to you, for sure. Yeah, look at these buff guys flexing. Wow. Oh, both of you. Is that a pose you learned from Pumping Iron? Because I don't usually see people flex that
this?
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Your next
you mean this one?
Both went away.
That's the goal. You want to have such big shoulders that your neck hides in it.
Yeah.
Arnie, it's an shoulders, Arnie thing.
It's an Arnie thing. Okay. I think Arnie and Franco, you get the shoulders riding into the top of the ear. That's what the goal is.
James Franco? Who's that?
Ideally, the top.
Yeah, James Franco. James Franco. No. There's a guy named Franco in the Pumping Iron documentary.
Oh, okay.
He was a shorter lad who was really ripped as well.
Lad? Did you spend some time abroad in England or the UK?
Say what now, mate?
I was asking if you spent some time in England or in the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of say what now, mate, what of that was like como se dice, and what of it was American English?
Yeah, that's how you ask for clarification.
I see.
If you don't get the, you know.
If you're asking somebody where the, you know, where the boot of the car is or something like that.
Sorry, I don't. Como?
Well, hey, you know what? I'm sorry for all the mix-up, Dan. You brought us down to Authentico's, and I'm sure you wanted a nice meal, and I'm sorry for not giving it to you. I think we'll take two sides of the guacamole, right? And okay. Chips and salsa to start.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Great. And how is the chimichanga here?
Chimichanga is... Okay, now give me a reminder of what a chimichanga. Como se dice chimichanga?
I don't know if there's another word for it. I think it kind of is what it is.
What are you asking when you say? When you say como se dice chimichanga, what is the question you want to communicate to me there?
If you could just explain what you just said to me.
Now you're being bad at Spanish and a bad waiter because you don't even know what the thing is on the menu. A chimichanga is a fried burrito.
I get that.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, chimichangas. Those are good. Those are really good. Those are really good.
Just because you guys are both pointing at me does not mean I think you understand what it is.
Yes. No, that's a good point. A chimichanga.
That's a good.
But look, frankly, I'm happy to hear this. I was also worried if I studied, like, I'm missing out because I could never afford to study abroad, and like there were so many experiences. Sounds like you guys didn't really get out of the house much or even meet many people from Spain or from England or anything like that.
Well, I'll tell you what I did discover when I was over there. Fruit wine. You ever had fruit wine? Almost did he say fruit wine? I don't know the word they kept saying.
I think sangria. So yeah, I have. Is that what you mean?
Say what now, mate?
See.
A classic language mix-up scene.
You gotta love it.
You do have to.
Oh, man. That was really tickling me. I don't know why.
There's something, I mean, these people did not get past the first order of a server coming to a table. Like, that was one of the worst communications of all time.
The wires were totally crossed the whole time.
Right. Now, Aman, what did you study when you were in España?
Oh man, what did I study? I studied, it was just whatever like basic general curriculum that would transfer over to my college.
Gotcha.
General ed stuff. So the you're saying is the classes weren't super memorable.
They weren't super memorable. I don't remember anything.
It's about more just the experience of taking your classes, but in Spain.
Our dinner is here, so my dog is barking. I don't know if you're catching that, but
oh boy,
I don't know if she's barking at the dinner or at the delivery person.
Did you order some food for the dog?
Yes. Yeah, we ordered. Let's see.
Please say a bone.
A bone. I was trying to think of like kibble mates or something like that, like some sort of delivery thing joke, but it just wasn't happening.
Got to bring it in.
So yeah, we ordered a bone. I was thinking about it. I can't really. I could probably. It would take me some time, but I could maybe name five classes I took in college. Like it feels so far away. They almost feel like a dream to me.
Yeah.
Because they were so unimportant to me, I think, other than my theater stuff, which was vastly important and the reason I'm here today and speaking so well.
Hugely deep.
Emotionally deep and educated in the ways of the arts of theater. But I don't remember any of my general education classes. I think like astronomy. I have no idea what I took.
Right.
Astronomy, yeah.
I feel like I only remember the class that I had to wake up super early for.
And yeah.
Everything else was just like, and those are bad memories. Just like, you got a 8 a.m. biology lab. It's just, why?
Same.
Right.
Those are like more of a dream to me. Like, I had to take modern dance and jazz dance at 7 a.m.
and like, I bet you were awesome at both of them.
It was one of those things where, because of me, who I am, it would be that thing where people were like, oh, wow, Dan, great job. Like, it was like, go, Dan. That was a little like, don't condescend to me about it. Like,
yeah,
excited that I'm even doing it kind of thing. It didn't matter if I was good or not.
Yeah.
Which
what do you mean by that? Like, because of you?
I'm not very coordinated. I'm not much of a dancer. I'm not very, like, knowledgeable of my own body in space.
Well, you're very tall.
I'm very tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is very novel to people.
That's also true.
You know, they're like, wow, even the tall guy can move his hips.
It's
I'm a person in here.
And I think there's also an element to where it's like, I'm kind of goofy and deep voiced and like, big guys don't take dance classes. Like, I think there's an element of that to it.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day, and I hate to come back to Spain, but everything, you know, that's my touchstone for life. I remember being at some random club and it was packed. And then there was like a Romanian professional basketball team that decided to show up just for whatever reason. And it was, there was one guy on the team. Everyone was crazy tall and everyone in the club kept staring at these folks who were super tall. And I remember that one of the guys on the team who wasn't with like his girlfriend or something, it was just this guy kind of just being at a bar solo, you know, trying to fit in, trying to talk to people. He started losing it. Like he couldn't handle the amount of stares and points and like people coming up to him. And it turned into what to me felt like King Kong. I never watched the movie, but it felt like King Kong, where he would just start going like, stop taking photos of me, and like start swinging, swinging his arms. And it was so sad, and I felt so bad for the guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
In his country, you like to play basketball because you love it and to make money, not like here where you kind of want to be famous if you want to be in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. He's doing it because he likes it. He's good at it.
That is such a thing to watch. And a good way to like become his friend that night and be like, hey, man, do you want to just get out of here and go like hang somewhere else?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
not going to take any pictures. You can take me to the top of the building, man. I don't even care.
You can climb up there, slap in a couple planes. I don't care at all.
I think you're cool, honestly.
Me and you, I get you, dude. I get you. Because I'm tall inside.
I'm emotionally tall.
Yeah. Probably even taller than you. So we get each other.
You ever have that happen to you, Dan? Do people like take photos or like come up to you and stuff?
No, I don't. People talk to me all the time about my height. Like people come up to me and stuff, but like photos, I don't think so. I would love to like, I've talked to people like half my size who like go to Japan and are like, I got mobbed like in a lot of places.
Right.
I guess not half my size, but like 6'3". So I do feel like that would happen there. But
is that how you see people? Everyone who's 6'3 is half your size. And half they're 4 inches shorter than you.
Half my stature, if you know what I mean. They sure. were half the man. Half the man I used to be. But people do. It is like a thing. We've maybe talked about it before, but people will like come up to me and be like, "Oh my god, what is going on? How are you so tall?"
My What's favorite one was when we were on like a road trip and we were in a fast food restaurant and one of the guys working there would like went outside for a second and came back in and just saw Dan and was immediately like 6'7"?
Yeah.
And then he was then you guys talked about like how tall he is and how tall you are, and it's like it was kind of like a, hey, we never see another one of us.
I can't remember the order of operations, but I think he might have even started with 34 inseam. Like, I think he like started with my pant size.
Right. And then he got out the whole tape. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we put you in a good suit here.
Ask what side you're hanging. Yeah. Just, okay.
Just so I know where to not reach.
Yeah, it was like every once in a while I will see another tall in the wild, and it's the same as like seeing another, you know, Kia Soul driver or something like that, where it's like,
yep, we get it. Kia Soul.
I see you here, buddy.
We both like to make a quick U-turn in a car that's a little bigger than a sedan.
Can we do a scene off of voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it. Let me share my audio really quick. Share computer sound. And only share. All right. So for everyone listening at home, we do play voicemails and do some scenes off of them. If this happens to be your first time listening and you've never heard that happen, that's what we're about to do. If you want to call and leave a quick true story voicemail for us, the number is 818-465-8656. And you can leave a little story and we'll do a scene off of it, just like we're about to with this one right here.
Hey, guys. This is Connor. One time I was in Cocoa Beach, Florida, first stop on a cruise, and I got off a bus coming from the port to go check out the town, and a woman bumped into me. My cell phone fell out of my hand and into a storm drain, kind of grate, sewer grate type thing. I had no idea what to do. I needed my phone at the beginning of the trip. And I sat there for a minute looking sad, and an old sort of leathery looking surfer dude with long white hair came up to me and he asked me, oh, did you drop your phone down there? And he's like, I said, yeah. He says, I'll be right back with my tools. He wandered off and I didn't expect it, but he came back 5 minutes later with just one huge screwdriver. He pried up the grate. He told me, grab my arm and lower me down. And I lowered him into the sewer. He fished my phone out of the water. It was under like 2 feet of water. And by God, it still worked, and he gave me his business card. His name was Hilton Edwards, and he told me to go with Jesus. That's my story. I love the podcast.
Wow. Thanks, Connor.
Interesting.
Can't you, like, 100% picture this guy from that story? Not Connor, but the guy with the screwdriver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's like a mix of, like, a... like Matthew McConaughey and what's his name from all the Adam Sandler movies? Rob Schneider.
That's funny.
Like the guy they always make like the weirdo with the voice. You know what I mean? Like, your phone in there? Let me get it out. I got away.
Yeah. I definitely see long hair and just gray, white. For some reason, I see gray, long hair, perm.
Yeah.
Long beautiful, and permed.
Beautiful.
Oh, perm. Yeah.
That's great. I imagine his hair slick and straight, but I think I'll take perm as my image.
Any day of the week. Absolutely.
But those are the sorts of folks. Those are the sorts of folks. Did I say that? Does that sound right? Those are the sorts of folks.
Yeah.
I've never heard that sentence before, but yeah, that feels right.
Cool. Those are the sorts of folks that you just, they're good Samaritans, and they're just around with their tools, you know, and they're just willing to help people.
Yeah. It makes me like wonder, does that guy go and tell his friends that that happened? Or is that just like part of his day? He's like constantly running into people and like helping them out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Hey man, sorry to interrupt, but while your lady is in the restroom, I couldn't help but notice you were having a bit of a fight, a bit of an argument. Everything okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It got that loud. It really shouldn't happen. That's all my fault.
It happens. People get emotional, and that's what relationships are all about. Is you know, chatting it up, chopping it up, and being vulnerable and open. But if this is a breakup, man, I can help you fix that thing.
Well, I'm really hoping it's not a breakup.
I'm two tables over. I'm going to just head and grab my stuff from the back, and then I'm going to come back out here, and I'm ready. If it's like a breakup, give me the signal and I'll help you out. I'm just going to say,
I'm sorry, man. I appreciate you trying to help, but I'm very, I'm in an emotional state and I don't know you. And I don't know what you mean by tools.
Oh, well, just the stuff I would need to help you out. It's just a little box of all my goodies. And you don't know me, but doesn't it feel like we've all known each other our whole lives in one way or another?
I can't say that. This is what it feels like right now. I cannot say it. That's what you kind of rolled over here on your longboard and no shoes. Uh-huh. I don't know. If you could just leave this area, I got to fix things up with my significant other.
Yeah, say no more, dude. You know the signal. I'll keep my eye out for it, and I'll come by if you end up changing your mind. But I'm just gonna go get my tools and
tools.
Go with God. Go with God, baby.
Hey, sorry about that. I went to the bathroom and took a breath, and I think I'm good.
Okay, I'm good. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
It's okay. It's my mom, and you know I'm sensitive about her, and you know I should have told you that that's a sore spot, and just let's not talk about her anymore, and we'll be fine. Okay?
I'm totally fine with that. As long as like she's no longer a part of our relationship, I'm so fine with that. She needs to stay her ass in Orlando and get out of our business. Do you know what I mean?
I was trying to give you an out here. And you just immediately stay her ass in Orlando? What the fuck are you talking about?
Whoa, hey.
I just went to the bathroom and took a break.
You know what's crazier than your mom? Look how big this wrench is. Have you ever seen a wrench this big? My dude, my lady. Biggest wrench I ever saw.
The hell are you talking about, sir?
Well, yeah, we're talking about a big wrench. Have you ever... I could see you looking at this wrench and going, what do you even use a wrench like that for? Well, I'll tell you. Oversized fire hydrants.
Oversized fire hydrants? That is a big wrench.
It's too big for a regular fire hydrant. When you turn, you got to twist the little thing here for a while, and you get it, even if you get it as tight as possible, you can't get it around a regular fire hydrant.
Sweetie, I know that you think maybe I know this guy because he's got his arm on my shoulder, but he just came over a second ago, and I told him to leave.
We've met briefly a moment ago. I said, give me the signal if you need a little help. He gave me the obvious signal, but we barely know each other. But just like you and I, we've known each other our whole lives. What was the obvious signal?
Him being an asshole to me again?
Whoa. Okay, now let's get that in check. Also, I didn't
get it in check. Excuse me. You told my mom that she can stay her ass in Orlando, and now you want me to get me in check?
Yeah, you're using terms like asshole. You know I'm a senator. I can't be seen around.
You're right. We've talked about this. I can't say the A word. You're right.
Yes, please.
A politician. Hey, I appreciate you doing the good work. That's great. Keep it up. All blessed.
And buddy, you know what? I can't. You could see it that I'm not scooting into the booth even further. You're really trying to sit here.
I got half a cheek on here, and if a little scoot would be, but we'd both be more comfortable if you ask me.
We have an issue to figure out, okay? He hates my mother, okay? And I have a tough time with her, but I'm not going to kick her out of my life. Okay?
Yeah, this is something
that you have to know about me and you have to accept.
You know what? You don't even have to kick your mom out of your life, because could you even imagine trying to screw in a screw with something this small? It is the smallest fill, and it's a half Phillips, half flathead, which doesn't even work. Can you imagine
flathead,
that?
Speaking of flatheads, your don't mother's got to get dare out of our relationship.
Buddy, buddy, you're making my job real hard here today.
That's what I'm saying. My mom, oh, no, does, okay. My mom doesn't have a flat head. She got a bad haircut. Okay, she got a bad haircut, and it ended up looking like she, her head was square.
Well, but ma'am,
that's not her.
Ma'am, do you mind if I ask if it's a blood relative or an adoption? Your mother.
It's a good question.
It's a blood relative, honey. Don't be on his side so much. That's a problem for me.
Well,
just a quick fix here, just to even things out, make sure we're all on the same side and we know who's right and who's wrong. Based on genetics alone, I got to say your mom probably is a flat head based on what I'm looking at here.
Oh, so you're saying I have a flat head.
I'd say you look like you come from a flat head, but we all come. And that's what's so beautiful is we're all as weird and ugly as this wrong tiny screwdriver or this huge wrench.
Listen. It's the last time I get my hair cut with my mom at her cosmetologist. 100%. You're right. I get it. It's a little flat. But first, two things. Your tool descriptions are not distracting me from being in a fight with my significant other here.
All right.
And honey, do not keep bringing it back to why my mom sucks. That's not appropriate.
She gives you so many outs, my good man. You really got to take the outs when you get them.
Listen, I'm going to – fine,
okay,
I'll
see,
take this
out.
Okay,
now I appreciate you, tool guy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take the out.
Well,
I'll take the out.
It looks like we have this all settled up, so I'm going to ride out of here, and I'm just going to leave my card here. Send me the signal if anything
so
goes down again.
So this is your scooter?
Huh?
This is your scooter?
That's right. I'm hopping from the longboard to the scooter. All these here are mine, and I just pop off on each of them whenever I want.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So many wheeled vehicles here.
If you ever need to hop on to my Husky BMX, you can...
Speaking of Husky BMXs,
okay.
You got to get your wife, your damn mother out of our freaking relationship.
What
here.
Would Husky BMX even mean there? It looks like you're taking opportunities to hurt my feelings about my mother.
I think he heard the word Husky and he started licking his lips like he knew he had a home run right around the corner.
He was licking his freaking chops. You're a senator. Now, I know politicians are garbage, but at least fake it.
I'm not going to
start licking
it
your chops when he says something about a mom setup. Quit licking your chops.
I thought my work here was done, but clearly things are a little jagged here. And what you need is to saw it up a little with this crazy jigsaw.
See, jigsaw.
I mean, crazy this thing jigsaw. Is insane. Look
so
at
what's
it.
Your goal here? What is your goal? To sell these tools or just to stop?
I would never sell these.
Others.
No, these. I fix everybody's lives with these things. I mean, they're not just for turning on if there's a fire near maybe some sort of clown house or something like that where they had too big of hydrants or something.
So the tools are a metaphor. You have these large tools that don't really work on any actual things, but you use them as salves for relationships.
You'd be surprised. I've one time a baseball player in the middle of the World Series broke his bat, and I shredded my big wrench and saved the day, honestly.
Well, did they let him play with a big metal wrench?
No. They said I ruined the game, and they canceled it. They called it a loser delay. They did another game the next day.
A loser
day.
Delay.
Yeah.
It sounds right to me. Honestly, I feel like I'm going through a bit of a loser delay. Honey, can we get...
Oh, wow.
Wow, because your name is Tom Delay. Do you understand what you did to you there?
I do, and my middle name is Loose Air, so I get it. I get that you're trying to use that...
speaking of loose hair, say something about her mom.
Stop it. Stop
it.
You were
on
my side about him not taking the opportunities a second ago.
Thank you. Low five right here.
I can't get that low, my guy. There we go. We'll do a round of ice waters.
I'm fine with that.
Anything for the gentleman.
You know what? Anything. Okay, listen. I'm really trying to turn over a new leaf. I know that in the past, I have had a bit of a short temper and expected a lot. And I'm really trying to just breathe through it and get along because I want this relationship with the senator to work. Okay. And I do not like the way you talk about my mother. I do not like the way that you equate our looks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, I'll admit it. Her looks are not the best and mine are different. But I just am having a tough time feeling piled on. And can we all just take a breath? We'll get these ice waters, maybe order an appetizer. Great. And, sir, you can go.
Yeah. Well,
my work here is done.
Well, before you go, I'd love a sidebar with you.
Oh, yes, a quick sidebar.
Why don't I just go to the bathroom again? How's that sound?
Again? You know what I mean?
Sir.
That's what I'm saying, again.
So what, he's your best friend now? He's your best friend?
You don't know what the sidebar is. Maybe he's mad at me and he's going to defend your honor here.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know that, sweetie.
I'm just going to eat this bread and turn away.
Okay, sounds good. All right, buddy. We've been working really well together, sort of like improvisational.
Feeling it. It's like we've known each other for years.
Yeah, I can't
help
it.
That's what I meant at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what you meant. I get that now. So how are you going to set me up in this next one?
You're not going to plan burns.
Hold on a second. Don't you respect the rules of the sidebar, sweetheart? You can't just come into this situation.
You're right. I'm trying to be chiller.
I will say, you know, I know we've just met, but also respect the rules of a communal bread.
That's very true.
What did I do wrong? I feel like I tore off a piece.
All white bread. All of the cool ones with raisins and nuts in them are gone. All the good brown ones are gone. It's all white bread.
I thought, if I'm being honest, I like the white bread the most. I thought I was eating all the bad ones to get rid of them for you.
How do you handle this?
I do not. You get it, finally. You finally
So
get
what
it.
Is this? I'm just trash? I'm just trash.
None
you.
Of us. No.
Tom Delay. Tom Loser no. Delay. This is really fucked up. This is really fucked up because I'm gorgeous. You know what I mean? I'm gorgeous, and there's more to me than that. I am smart.
Mm-hmm.
I am thoughtful.
Yes.
And I know what I'm worth. So I'm not going to let you talk to me like this with this new, I don't know, tool man, surfer,
stop saying vagabond. The question mark. I'm all those things. You don't need the question mark.
He is what he is. He is what he presents himself to be.
How do you know?
I've sat next to this guy for now 14 seconds, and I just absolutely get a vibe off of him, and it's a vibe that I haven't felt with you in a very long time.
Really?
Wow.
Is that necessary? You're in love with him? Are you saying you're in love with him? Are you sexually attracted to him? You can just stand him? What do you mean?
Okay, you got it right the first three times. I'm in love with him. I'm sexually attracted to him, and I can't stand him. That's exactly what it is.
You know what? I'm taking the rest of this bread, and I'm walking out.
Okay. Wow. Hey. Hang on.
Yes. Okay. Hey, what's up?
What?
Hang on.
Okay.
We don't need to leave here angrily. Okay. My goal here was to bring love into the relationship, and I added love for Tom Loose Hair Delay, and I took some away from the good lady here.
Did you even learn my name?
No. Look at this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been here this whole time.
But I know
you didn't even bother to learn my name.
I don't need to know your name to know you. We've known each other for our whole lives, for all of eternity, really. That's the vibe here. And I don't necessarily.
What do you mean that's the vibe? It's patently untrue.
It is true, because even if I don't know your name, I might as well call you. Let's see. I'm just checking my toolbox here.
Take your time.
Let's see. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Is your name Alan?
No, sir. I'm a woman.
Okay, well,
it's Ellen.
Oh, and you are just as angular and weird as this Ellen wrench right here.
What do you mean weird? That's never good.
Speaking of weird, your mom's got to get out of our relationship, honey.
Why don't you say what you mean, out of our relationship? What do you mean by that? What do you even mean by that? So what if I call her before and after dinner?
Oh, my God. It sounds like they were being so rude to you. I'm just glad that we can come back here. I can do your hair. I can do your mom's hair. And we can just do a postmortem and just talk about how these guys were pigs.
Thank you. I do want to say I'm here to talk, but don't do my hair today.
Okay, so I just put the lawnmower away, or?
I was always wondering why you put me out before you cut my hair, and the lawnmower makes it a lot clearer.
It's the only way to get my patented flat hedge look.
I thought it was flat head. I didn't know the lawn term was in it.
No, yeah, I do flat hedges. I do Brazilian flat hedges.
I am not letting you near my Brazilian.
Como se dice?
You're the man now, dog.
No.
Look, let's not get letters. I know they speak Portuguese in Brazil. It just felt like it needed to be a little close up there.
Yes, no letters, please. No letters.
No letters.
If I get a letter postmarked from Portugal or Brazil, I'm throwing it up.
And honestly, thank you for listening, and thank you for sending the letter.
Yeah, Portuguese for thank you. Is Tom DeLay a senator? Do we care? I was trying to remember how I knew his name.
I don't know.
When you that first... sounds like it. Yeah, like that sounds like so many people's names.
What about Tom DeLong? Were you a Blink-182 fan, Amon?
I was thinking of that.
That's
Tom
DeLong. Thought of.
Mm-hmm. I learned. Yeah, I've known Ryan for about 10 years now, and it wasn't until last year that I learned Blink-182 was one of his favorite bands.
Me?
Oh, no.
Didn't
way.
You say that? Growing up, you really liked Blink-182, you said.
No? I don't think so. No.
I need my day ones to check on this. Day ones. Is there an episode where Ryan says he liked Blink-182?
You may be right that I said it. But thinking back, like I can't say I've never said that, but when you said it to me, it didn't strike me as true that they're one of my favorite bands. Like, I don't think I ever owned a Blink-182 CD.
Now
but
I
did own the Boxcar Racer CD.
Oh, really? Which was their big song?
Mark Hoppus. That's Tom DeLonge and the drummer.
What was their big song? Hoppus. Do you remember?
Where are you?
It is that
so
one.
Sorry. Is that?
Oh,
miss
yeah.
You? I think that's Blink 182 still.
That's Blink. That's, I don't know. They
but it is something like in that zone. It was like sadder?
Well, it's like a Tom DeLonge singing because he sings all the songs. And Blink songs I think of as mostly Mark Hoppus.
You like the Hoppus Blink?
I don't even know that I like Blink. They were just big when we were teens, maybe.
I'm going to need feedback on this because I'm not saying I'm right. But I do feel like I could be crazy and I like dreamt it, or someone else that we're friends with said it on a podcast. I truly don't know.
Maybe this is like a multiverse thing where like there is a version of me and we're just living in different.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, but we're in a universe where it's called Shazam and who's the guy? Oh my God, I can't remember his name in the moment. Oh well.
Mm. Oh well.
Well, Amon, do you like Blink-182 more or less than Ryan?
I think maybe a little less. It seems like Ryan.
Yeah, if it's such like a Ryan's super fan.
Yeah, it seems like Ryan's got the tat and everything. I can't imagine.
Wow, that was... By the way, if you listen to the free episode, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/you're the man now dog, for our whole backlog of episodes. We do two main episodes with Ryan and I, and video of this episode where you can see Ryan's muscles just then, which is what made me think of this. God damn. Oh, yeah.
That's worth it.
I didn't take it out. I didn't take it too far out of the shirt. So, you know, but I do on the higher tiers.
Yes.
On the higher tiers, I take out the muscle, I take out my titty, I do whatever. You know, no big deal.
Oh, yeah, we show everything on the higher
tier. The higher tier at OnlyFans.com. Fat Ryan. I bet if you started OnlyFans.com/Fat Ryan, I guarantee you I could get millions.
You think millions? I think so.
Thousands. Millions.
I bet thousands over a month, over a few months.
What?
I think so, too.
You think it would be funny money or, like, people actually being turned on?
You'd have to go legit. You'd have to like do it a little bit. So, but I think if I legit did it, I could find some ladies who like a little chubby, or men, or you know, whoever.
Whoever likes a little chubby.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to get into it, but Ryan, you're very attractive. I think a lot of people would like to see you naked.
Yeah,
and see you do the whole thing on there.
That. Yeah.
I'd line up. I'd be the first in line.
I honestly think that a thing like that would make a ton of initial money because so many of our friends would have to pay for it. They'd be like, I gotta see it.
So true. 100%.
So true.
Absolutely.
And they present it as like a bit, like, oh yeah, I'm just supporting a friend and being silly.
But
in reality, I think there's a fascination with it.
I think there would be something really satisfying to all of those people subscribing or whatever, but then you do have to give them like one legitimately X-rated, like full erection shot or so, or something. Like, wouldn't that be the craziest thing if all of our friends did this funny joke, haha, but then it's like, no, this is full frontal nudity aroused.
Yeah, he went full Tubin on there.
Who even is Tubin? I heard all that news today and I'm like, I don't know the name.
Tubin writes a lot of, I mean, like, is generally a writer, but he, like, a what's the word, journalist. And he writes a lot of books that are, like, biographies of kind of popular stories.
Got it. I know who he is.
And, I think he wrote one on, like, Patty Hearst that I read, but I might be confusing him with someone else.
Didn't he write the OJ one he wrote the show was based on?
He wrote the OJ one, like, something on the run or something like that. That the show is based on.
I did it.
So no, If I Did It was by OJ.
Oh, he did the People versus OJ.
Yeah.
Right. That's where I know the name from, probably.
And so that's why OJ posted a little roast yesterday, which is unbelievable.
I'm now making the connection.
He posted a roast.
Yeah. He said, Jeffrey Tubin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in a theater. Just saying.
I was thinking about Just Saying after that, and how that is maybe my least favorite language is the language of a person who says something that they know they cannot say, and then they just go like, what? I am saying it. And you're like, yes. Don't like or anything that's like, oh, come on, we're all thinking it, or I'm just saying, or like whatever those things are that it's like you almost just pled guilty. You know what I mean? Where you're like, hey, I know nobody likes me when I say this, but I'm just doing it anyway.
And of course we get it from the guy who wrote If I Did It. It's like, yeah, you're pleading guilty every day now. But it's the same as like I see it on like dating profiles a lot where it's like, I'm just really forward and I tell it like it is. And it's like, I think you might be mean. I think that like, that's not, I like honesty, but if you're like proudly in my face with the truth, I think you're mean.
I think you're selfish and defensive.
Yeah.
You can just relax around me.
Yeah, I think you haven't corrected a behavior that isn't beneficial in this society.
Yes. That's a good boil down. Yeah. Hey, you're not wanted in society if you're going to behave like that.
I feel like that they hold on to those sorts of like arguments. Hold on to like, it's the truth. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. And so people who hold on to that, it's like, no, you're missing everything.
Because the truth never seems to be about them. It's always like, these crazy people, what? We all notice it. And it's like, you want me to notice a couple things about you real quick?
Right. That's what I always wish I could say in the moment of like, oh, is that how you want to talk? All right, we're doing you next. like, you know, even if someone will do like a little dig that's like a, you know, they're doing it to joke with you, but it's like a mean insult or something. And you're like, oh, is that how you want to interact? I'm ready to unload on you.
Tell you like, to fucking pieces.
I was thinking about it today while I was on a nice little walk for my mental health. I remembered something that someone said to me, which is ironic that I was seething with anger on my little mental health walk. But just someone said a little innocuous thing and it always like rubbed me the wrong way. And I was never able to like, not get back at them, but just tell them like, hey, you don't have to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, my thought was just like, hey, I don't think you're like really clever for realizing that. I think you're not realizing that the rest of us think that stuff and then don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have the tact to not need to share all those things. And you're not ahead of the game. You're kind of behind. You know,
yeah. Absolutely.
You're not on some moral high ground. You're just,
right.
You're on like a, you know, throwing shit at people.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, totally.
I feel the same way with like showers, meditating, mental health stuff, journaling, where it's like, whoa, the mad stuff is coming out here. Like the things that I'm trying to like relax and I'm like, this motherfucker, I'm going to have this fight again.
Right.
Or this, right. This thing, there wasn't a fight because I didn't speak up, probably.
Right.
More likely.
Well, you realize that mental health is not just relaxing. It's like feeling all of those things and
right.
becoming okay with them. Not just like, as long as I'm in a spa, nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
It's true.
Any scenes on that, or should I throw in one more voicemail? Yeah, I don't want to play an angry guy in a meditation class, which is what it would have initiated, everybody.
We get it.
All right, here we go. Oh, wait. Don't listen. You can't because I'm not sharing my screen. Share computer sound.
Hi, my name is Victoria, and I'll just get right into the story. My mom has always had an interest in women of history, and where we live in Pennsylvania, there's a historical figure who was called Molly Pitcher because she would bring troops out in the field during the Civil War, like big pitchers of water. So she has this huge statue tombstone where she's buried in our town. And my mom wanted to show it to me. So we went out there and we laid some flowers at her grave. And my mom suggested that I take a picture. And I didn't really care all that much, but just to appease her, I did. And she kept saying, oh, you should get closer, you should get closer. And so I kept, you know, getting closer and taking more pictures and picture after picture. And then finally I turn around and my mom is running and she's halfway to the exit of the graveyard. And I start running after her because I'm thinking she like saw a ghost or something. So I'm running and I'm screaming for her to stop. And finally she turns around and I see that she's laughing and she was just playing a huge joke on me. So hopefully you guys can do something with that. I love you. And stay safe.
Thank you. I missed the name. Was it Victoria or Veronica? But thank Victoria, you. Believe, thank you, yeah. Victoria. Mm. We love you.
So was the joke, there is a real lady who is in
that Yeah, the cemetery. Joke was just that her mom left her in a cemetery, I think.
Got it.
Like, that's
got
what
it.
Her mom was thinking was funny. It was like, I bet.
Right. So all the Molly Pitcher stuff was like, it was just fooling us out.
Yeah. Good lead up. Yeah, a little red herring.
Yeah. It's an important part. I was like, for sure she's going to go up with a pitcher of something.
Yeah, I thought she was going to pour water on her head or something.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad. What?
Yeah.
What?
Why did you do that? Why did you just abandon me? Why did you abandon me in a cemetery? What?
Well, you remember... You remember why we came here today, right? About to see your great-grandfather's grave, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Your great-grandfather's not dead.
What?
He is, but it's in, like, Russia or something like that. It's not, it's hundreds of years old. I don't even know.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotcha. Man.
You remember all those stories we told you about him and stuff?
I guess you did get me.
And he's a great, wonderful man, and that he helped usher people into their homes during the bombing of Dresden.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. And he helped lead folks who were going to escape the country through like a secret. Right. Through the secret tunnel system.
No, I remember the storied history. It
none of that
huge important stuff in our family.
Yeah, it's not true. We made that all up. We just wanted to make you respect him so we could finally get you to come see his grave.
Those stories used to make me cry for hours.
Well, yeah, they needed to be real and authentic. Mm-hmm. But no. But he was a he was, I think, a rutabaga farmer in Russia or something like that. I don't know. No one knows what their great grandpa did.
Yeah, unsure. But I think he created some kind of a system for putting big jugs of water onto like a fence so that sports players could lean underneath it and have water come into their mouth.
Yeah, he invented basically the water jug. Not the jug, but putting the jug high, I guess, is what he invented.
Well, this was a long prank.
Yeah.
What did you think when you turned around and we weren't there?
I don't know. Honestly, my first thought is that you guys had died because I was in a cemetery.
High five.
High five.
Yes.
You already know I'm sad.
Oh. Well, we're not dead. That's part of the prank. I mean, look, we're trying to connect with you. You watch those prank shows all the time. You watch the Jackasses. You watch the Practical Jokers. You watch the Candid Jokers. Cameras, you know, and we're just trying to connect.
It was funny. It was funny. It just scared me. I, you guys are funny, and I'm glad you're here now.
You thought we were dead.
Are we still going to get lunch?
Yeah. We're going to go get lunch.
Of course.
You promised me that we were going to go to my favorite place.
That's right. We're heading out to
Red Robin.
That's right.
Red Robin's. That's right.
Okay. You're going to get all the fries you want. Red Robin. I had talked about Red Robin all day, and it seems like you weren't sure.
Oh, we were just so focused on the plot. I mean, your mother didn't think it was going to work. She thought you would turn around when we ran away.
I really didn't. I was like, my boy is smart. He's going to realize that this prank is silly.
Yeah.
And
well, I didn't. It really scared me. I really thought you guys were dead or taken by ghosts.
You thought ghosts ripped us away from you or something like that? What?
Well, yeah, you always told me those stories about how ghosts do that at cemeteries. And I was like, that's not real. Yeah. That's not real. And well, can we just go to lunch and like end the pranking?
Just do it.
Just end the pranking.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, cool. And
here. It's just let me
go ahead.
I was just saying I'm pulling into the Red Robin right now.
Yum.
Yum. Yeah, see, you guys know. We know Red Robin. We like to go here.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you go up to the host and let him know that we're looking for parking.
Okay, cool. I'll get us a table. Yeah, it's kind of a long line. Yeah, let me go. I'll put in just three, right? Nobody's going to scary meet us here.
No.
Okay.
No.
Hi there. Yes. Can I get a party of three for Ryan?
Oh, my God. Somebody help my wife. My wife was laughing so hard at a prank we just played. She's choking on her tongue. She's choking on her tongue. I think she's dying. Somebody come out here.
Cancel the table.
Somebody come out here.
Mom, what's happening?
Call 911. Call 911. Okay. She's dying.
Dad, do something. Call Why are you filming?
Okay.
911, please. My mom is choking on her own tongue, my dad says. We're just about to go to Red Robin.
I need you to know that I will love you forever, and I will always think of you, all right? I love you. Don't leave us, honey. Okay. Oh, my God. This is bullshit.
I saw you go, oh, no, 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 no. That you're not choking, Mom.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She's a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
No, you're not.
I'm heading away.
No, you're
I'm
not. A ghost. I wanted to go to Red Robin and have a nice lunch after visiting great-granddad.
Hey, did you notice? This was all a trick. There's no Red Robin in this mall. We built that. That's a facade.
What? It's Who was I just talking to?
You were you know Steve, the actor? He's the wannabe actor. He owns a pet store down the
Steve,
street.
Steve, the actor from town.
Steve McQueen. Yeah, that's right.
Changed his name, really, but it didn't Steve pay McQueen. Off the way he hoped it would. It just made it really hard for him to get in the SAG.
I can't believe I didn't recognize Steve. You guys have employed him a bunch of times. Thanks, Steve. You fucked me again.
Just another role for Steve. Steve R. McQueen.
Okay, parents, mom, dad, can we stop with this? Okay. I thought today was a big day for me, okay? I just graduated yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And today...
Congrats.
thank you, finally.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
Finally, thank you.
That's huge.
I get you guys are too preoccupied planning all these little pranks and casting your actors. Was that even you guys at graduation?
Do you mean the?
I'll take this as
the version of me that looked like Selma Hayek.
Yeah, the version of you that looked like Selma Hayek. I assumed it wasn't you, but
Selma Hayek, the lady that owns the
from town
market
I know.
In town.
From town. Selma R. Hayek.
Yeah, I know. I think it's Kayak. Selma Kayak. Which she's played that prank before. Sell my kayak.
Yes, she sold her kayak, of course.
She sold my kayak. That's not a prank. That's a the misjustice. That's bad.
I tell you, we're 3 for 3 today. Obviously, pretending to be at your graduation yesterday, huge prank.
Got you good.
Can I ask if you guys love me? Do you love me, or am I just fodder?
Of course
for
we
you?
Do. This is.
We love you.
We roast the ones we love. We prank the ones we love. You know, that's how we okay. show affection.
I'm tired of you guys watching the roasts. I think they are bad influences on you guys. Dad, you're dressing like Jeff Ross, the roast master. And Mom, you came to dinner the other night dressed as Baghdadi or whatever. Just because you saw Jeff Ross dress up like a warlord, you thought it was fine to do. It's not cool.
It was a good Baghdadi costume. I will say that.
Thank you.
And
no, I looked
I look great too. I mean, I got the whole Ross thing going. Everybody's walking by and going, "Whoa, Jeff Ross." I'm going, no. I just shaved my body and gained a lot of weight from the shoulders.
But is that
up.
What you want? Everybody going by saying, "Hey, Ross." And you go, no. You want that? You want to be just correct everybody
the king
all
of the prank. What a better prank than the roast prank. Than the prank of, as a roast what than to be a roast master.
I don't think there's
nothing. There's nothing better than being a roast master.
By the way, I know you don't love to hear this, but your mother and I, our love making is so good on prank days. We get so invigorated. It keeps our relationship alive.
You wouldn't believe the amount of vigor that happens between your father and I.
Incredibly
it's
vigorous.
It's amazing.
I do believe
it. It's incredibly vigorous.
Why vigorous? Why is that what we want to say? Can't you just say connecting? You know, I think you guys are messing me up, by the way, because I can't have a relationship. Have you noticed that? Every time I'm in a relationship, I think they're out to get me or they're going to trick me or showing up to the date. I'm always looking around. And then when they show up on time, I'm like, what is it?
That
What's
hurts.
The prank? I'm stunted because of you guys.
We hate to hear something like
that. Yeah, that hurts
and
to
you're,
hear.
You're our son and we want to take care of you. In fact, we've actually set you up with somebody right now.
Right now?
Yeah. And
we actually have.
I think they're your type. And
it was set up for after the Red Robin prank?
Yeah, let's remember. I mean, we remember who you talked about every day at school, and I know she didn't go to prom with you, but I think I think Stephanie Wilson and her boyfriend broke up, and she's single, and she said she wanted to hang out with you today.
She wants to hang out with you. Yeah. That's and we kind of set that up. We felt so bad.
Yeah. Check her Instagram.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She's like really sad.
She is.
She's like down by the ravine.
Yeah. And we're pulling up to the ravine right now.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Here we are.
So wait, what am I supposed to tell her? What am I supposed to say? Like, I'm sorry you're struggling. If you want to date me, I'm here for you. Or
we can't. Pull a hitch here, you know. We can't tell you what to say.
Okay.
No. I think you speak from your heart.
Speak from your heart. And that's all that's going to resonate with Stephanie.
So you guys saw this post of her at the ravine, and then you took me straight to the ravine.
We love you, baby.
Okay, babe. Okay.
Love you, sweetie.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go tell her how I've been feeling all these years.
Great. Perfect. Go for it.
Too old to kiss his father back, but that's okay. They grow up.
Grow up. I'll give you a kiss, sweetie.
Oh yeah. Ooh, vigorous.
Hey. I know you're sitting there. Okay. Never mind. I can tell by the voice this is not real. Who are you?
What? I'm Lisa Lampanelli from the Rose.
I can tell you're not Lisa Lampanelli. I can tell you're acting and looking like Lisa Lampanelli, just like my parents are looking like the Rose Master.
Yeah, you're right. I'm Lisa R.
Which
Lampa
actor from
Smelly.
Town are you? Which actor are you from town?
Lisa R. Lampa Smelly. I sell smelly lamps.
I thought it was Lampa Smelly when I was walking up, but I was like, surely this isn't another one of these pranks. Lampa Smelly, you know, you got to get a real job. These smelly lamps aren't working and acting's not going to work out for you either. You know, my parents aren't in the industry.
Okay. Well, they seem to hire a lot of actors.
They do. That's true.
Hey, son, kiss your new girlfriend.
I know it's Lampa Smelly.
Hey, Lisa, we agreed you don't get paid if he recognizes you within the first 10 seconds.
Well, then maybe you should have put a new voice on her because the voice was a dead freaking giveaway.
Hi. Hi. What is it?
Lampa Smalley.
She didn't do her like brutally offensive material about liking big black lamps, did she?
Thank God we didn't get there.
I didn't get to it.
So you're planning on doing it. At what point in the prank of me thinking that I can finally profess to my long, well, not lost, I've always been around her, just afraid to tell her. And then what? You're gonna do material to me?
I was gonna get right into it. You know it's long and lost is a big black lamp. And I'm lost. Filled with
Lisa, we don't pay for the jokes, by the way.
Lisa, yeah, that's thievery. That's plagiarism, Lisa.
Even though they're funny, we don't pay for them.
I'll give them to you for free.
No, but they're not yours. That's the point. You're stealing artist material.
All right. Hey, son. No. We spent the whole day. We planned this whole day for you.
For you.
Oh, my God. We could have been making love. We could. Oh, and by the way, we taped some shows, and we're not even watching them today. And I can't be more specific than that.
What?
There were a lot of shows we wanted to watch that we had taped. But instead, we're doing this, and it's not for us.
Why can't you get more specific than that? Is it a secret?
What?
You know what? Listen, I think I'm done with you guys. I think I'm going to move out. Son. This sucks. I just graduated, and this is how you treat me? I have 3 months before I go off to college. I got that acceptance letter, okay?
Congratulations,
and it is the only thing I'm thinking about. Thank you.
Congrats on that.
See you.
Lampa Smalley.
Oh, man.
That was good. I like these long chunkies. We did a couple of long chunky scenes.
That was a long chunky.
Are these scenes longer?
That last one was for sure.
And I think the restaurant one was a nice chunky
maybe.
Too. Chunky.
We just got an email from our other guest that she fell asleep on a comfortable pillow.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Our other guest just emailed and said she accidentally fell asleep on a comfortable body pillow. I don't envy the nightmare of like that wake up. Oh, uh-huh. Nothing worse. Uh-huh. Wake up and then you miss something.
I forgot.
Well, Aman.
Yeah.
We got four more scenes. And then. Thanks for doing the show. This was so fun. You're funny as shit. And I'm so glad that you were able to do it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. It was nice to do some improv with you guys. I was looking forward to this all week.
Oh, man.
Oh, awesome. That's nice you're to so hear. Funny, man. What a blast. What a good time.
We'll have to do it again soon. Is there anything you would like, anywhere people can find you, social media, anything you'd like to plug? I know people aren't working on a lot of stuff right now, but in case you have stuff, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Look out for a screenplay that I'm writing right now.
Oh, okay.
There's no sort of ETA or a sense of when it will be produced, if ever. Be sure to look out for it. I'm on a Doomer.
Great. Is that the name of the movie, too?
Yes, it's a biopic.
You're kind of like new to Hollywood, right?
I've been here. I mean, not new. I've been here a few days, so I feel like I got a sense.
Hello, my name is Aman Adoomer, and here is my movie, Aman Adoomer.
I think this is a story that hasn't been told before. It's about my life.
You'd be right there.
Yeah, it's true. It's unfortunately conflicts with my untitled Aman Adoomer project, but
and you're trying to lock down casting right now.
Yeah, I am. So if you guys have any advice,
no, I mean I think I'm reading. I'm coming in.
Yeah,
I think on
we have an offer out to Chalamet, but
we'll go with Chalamet. I'll play whatever role needs to be done. Maybe even a PA.
Oh, that's big of you. That isn't a role though.
What, the PA?
Yeah.
You PA on the movie about your life?
Oh, you did the Q&A. Yeah, well, I don't know.
While I was getting coffees, I realized that they're really telling my story well. I have a Twitter. I haven't been very active on it, but I will. It's at Giddy Aman.
G-I-D-D-Y?
Yeah, that's right. GIDDYAMAN.
Right.
Well,
check out Aman's stuff wherever you can. And when live comedy comes back, check him out at UCB because he's incredible. Look him up when you're in town. And Ryan, is there anything else we have to sell here?
No, that's it for me. That was really fun.
I had a great time. Thank you all for listening. And thanks again, Aman, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.